Jilin Province in China's northeast is the latest epicenter of the country's coronavirus outbreak, with hundreds of cases confirmed there in the past few days. Mass testing is underway and a makeshift hospital designed to accommodate 1,500 is now open. Further south, similar scenes in the city of Qingdao. People there have been ordered to take COVID-19 tests by community medical workers.
We have set up 6 testing sites in our community. Due to the tight schedule, we have to conduct testing overnight.
Cases of the Omicron variant are surging nationwide, with thousands of infections reported in recent days. It's the biggest outbreak here since the pandemic began. More than 17 million people in the city of Shenzhen have been put under lockdown for at least a week. People can only leave home to buy necessities. All public transport has been suspended. The forced closure of businesses and factories in the tech hub saw China's stock markets drop on Monday. In Shanghai, parks, schools and universities have also been closed. Authorities are doing all they can to prevent large outbreaks in major cities. Our team in Beijing is among the millions affected by China's strict COVID-19 controls. Because one Omicron case was found in our office building last week, we've all been told to quarantine and work from home until further notice. Rapid antigen tests, or home testing kits, have been made available to the Chinese public for the first time.
Antigen tests cannot replace nucleic acid tests, but they can help identify the possible source of infection in a timely manner before nucleic acid tests are conducted.
Experts abroad have criticized China's zero-tolerance strategy as unsustainable, but Beijing has doubled down on its approach, saying it's kept deaths from the virus to a minimum. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.